one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal. Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's giving the transgender females the right to compete with biological females. And eventually, it's going to get to the point where the biological females will be on the sidelines watching their own sports.
It's a really sad story, and it's one that Kelsey Bowler featured in her newest film for the Daily Signal. Kelsey rejoins us on this Wednesday. Kelsey, thanks for making time for us. Everybody's schedule is so crazy and busy today, but we're grateful for your time out.
Hi, Kevin. It's great to be here.
You and I contacted each other earlier in the week because I was so moved by your current film. I want to talk about that. I want to give plenty of time. It's all about the Glastonbury, Connecticut sports programs and what's really happening there. But before I do that, let's deal with some of the breaking news. A.G. Barr, now Nadler, is voted to hold him in contempt. Kelsey, 98.7% of the original Mueller report has been redacted. What is it yet that he has not given them?
Well, the fact that Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, has access to a version of the Mueller report that has less redactions than the general public has access to, only 2% of material redacted, and is refusing to go read that version of the report, instead taking the step of holding the Attorney General in contempt of Congress for refusing to release this report, I think tells you everything you need to know about what's happening here. This is political theater. This is clearly the Democrats trying to make a statement against President Trump. This is not productive. It's not going to accomplish anything.
Right.
And it really just goes to show the Democrats are not interested in defeating President Trump and Republicans in the marketplace for ideas. All they want to do is stir up these manufactured scandals and investigations. And the American people see through it. Even 4 in 10 Democrats are ready to move on from this investigation. It's really time to talk about policy, but sadly, this appears that Democrats are just going to attempt to drag it on.
I can't agree with you more. Sadly, though, it seems to be a partisan issue, because you covered in this morning's Bright Email a story that we talked about yesterday with Chad Felix Green, and that is this Democratic Pennsylvania state rep, Brian Sims, actually harassing teens, doxing them, but revealing their homes' addresses and their private information, and then berating a woman praying outside on the sidewalk. She happened to be near a Planned Parenthood clinic. But what's your take of this open, hostile, want to fight you to just to pick a fight kind of mentality that the Democratic Party finds itself in right now?
It shows how hypocritical Democrats are, and the media, for the way, most of the mainstream media is not covering what you're referring to, which is a state member of Congress wanting to dox children, wanting to make their information publicly available so they can face some sort of retribution for going out and praying to save the unborn. And also, you know, this is someone who went out and harassed an elderly woman for doing the same. These are all peaceful demonstrators. This is what America is supposed to be about. This is what Democrats are doing on a daily basis, just far louder on the streets. And so I think it's hypocritical, and it just shows it shows a lack of respect for what our democracy was built on.
Yeah. Your new film that is produced for the Daily Signal, and this is what you excel in, and this last one is one of your best pieces ever, Kelsey. The cinematography is beautiful. The story is moving. You cannot help but understand the narrative and the what's taking place in it. But you highlighted the genuine concern that the girls that are participating in Connecticut in high school sports are facing, because they're having to line up across from transgender boys, transgender girls, boys anatomically, that are beating them in race after race after race. In fact, one person says in your film, the future of girls' sports will be erased. There will only be male sports and co-ed sports. Why did you choose to cover this story, and what did you learn in doing so?
So a lot of people have seen the headlines about biological boys beating girls in athletics, in track in Connecticut. And this is something that can and will happen across high schools and colleges across the country if the Equality Act passes in Congress, which is something that Democrats are pushing right now. And the reason I went to Connecticut and spoke with some of these girls is because often you hear one side of the story, that is the side of the transgender athletes overcoming the emotions that they're going through in their transitioning. But the fact of the matter is, when girls are getting beat in their own sports by boys, that is very emotional for them too. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, very few girls are willing to speak out publicly about this because they know they will be called transphobic, bigots, intolerant, and they also fear being blacklisted from colleges. These are high school girls who have hopes of attending college, and they think if they put their name out there, that, you know, any coach or administrator who disagrees with them would blacklist them, not wanting them to attend their institutions, which I think says a lot about the state of our, the problematic state our society is right now. So I went up there. One girl, Selena Soul, was brave enough to go on camera and speak about the fact that she didn't make the New England regionals because there were two biological boys who took first and second place. She lost the opportunity to be competing in front of college coaches. And then I also spoke with a handful of girls off camera. I recorded them, their voices, and we altered their voices because that's how much they fear being outed and being bullied for their opinions. But
right.
The fact of the matter is, in this high school and in other high schools, a lot of girls realize that this is not a fair situation, and they want to do something about it. They just don't know what.
I think most fathers of most girls think that this is not a fair situation either, and I think you've really hit on something important here. Kelsey, always terrific work, but this one is really, really done superbly. In fact, I think it should be nominated for a short film Oscar. It's that good. The quality is that good. Friends, you got to go see it. It's at the Daily Signal. And Kelsey will join me this weekend to talk about this a little bit in greater depth on the weekend show. Kelsey, have a great day. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.